change of zone, number 1782, Robert Italian.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4.38 acres more or less. Property is located south of Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9, 615 feet west of Arabian Acres Road, being Route 282, with a 911 address of 18501 Stamford Drive, Lewis, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 4, Parcel 88. Gentlemen, this application, the applicants did provide a survey site plan of the property, and it was filed with the application on June 15th of 2015. And for the benefit of the record, the commission all have copies of that survey site plan in front of them. We did receive the same three agency comments, first one being from DLDOT, comments received on December 11th of 2014 in the form of a letter and support facilities report referencing that the rezoning application can be considered without a traffic impact study, and that the need for a traffic impact study will be evaluated by DLDOT when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. We also heard from the Sussex Conservation District on August 24th, 2015, and they referenced that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard area or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it is possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. The County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on August 24, 2015, and referenced that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed change of zone is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Gentlemen, that's all I have, and unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Gentlemen.
I'd like to thank everyone. My name is Bill Massey, a longtime resident of Delaware, and I'm representing Mr. Italian and his family for this property change of zoning. I have a couple exhibits I should display for you so that you understand the zoning area around this property. I think we're all in agreement that the property that you've reviewed and the property surrounding that is on that Route 9 corridor. And with the proposed plans and the comprehensive zoning, I believe that this is in order to first have it rezoned. And there's a reason why I would like to request that. Property goes back in a long time of history dates. The Stamper family owned this property from the beginning and had it as an equestrian center, both sides of Route 9 on the north and south side. It also turned into be, he was an ophthalmologist and he did retail services on this property for multiple years. And I went to the gentleman for my eyeglasses as well. So I know through the history that this has always been maintained as a retail property. The intent here tonight is not to change or to develop the land. It's just change the zoning to bring it out of a non-conforming use. It's been carrying a non-conditional use since 1995 through you all. But as tradition and through historical uses of the property, we feel it's time to bring it in more conformity and make it a commercial use. There's properties situated on the north side of Route 9 that you're familiar with that are commercially zoned. And they have also been used as commercial uses in the past. And they are now zoned in that commercial corridor. What we're simply trying to do, and it wouldn't be advantageous to this commission to accept the zoning change for that, because it is getting rid of a non-conforming use. Like again, it's been there a long time. I know there's not many commercial activities on that side, and that the Barrett Homes is a commercial use. Mr. Lank, if I'm not mistaken, is also not even a quarter mile to the west side of this property. With that being said, I can really actually go a little bit more on this. With it being adjacent to and across the street from multiple commercial properties, we're just simply asking to have that just brought into conformity to the commercial uses that are on the property. There's two conditional uses that were given and granted by this commission and by council dating into the one was the date of the one conditional use was in 1995 as an antique store, retail store, and is currently being used as the same. And then 2 years ago in the 2013, it was granted the use of a produce market as well for retail. So obviously this commission and council has agreed that the usage of retail certainly is significant to the property. And that being said, it would only make sense to go ahead and have it rezoned into a commercial use. Again, with all the agencies that would have to be required to go for approvals for any additional change of the uses or another permitted use would have to be heavily scrutinized by you all as well as the other agency, DLDOT and so forth, so on, such as the Conservation District. So I'm just trying to lay the facts out that the use that's currently there has not been scrutinized by the Sussex County Council or by its members of the Planning and Zoning. I do have some copies that would show the properties adjacent to and not contiguous to, but are of commercial activity. And I have it as exhibit one. I have five copies. I apologize for not bringing enough for you and several other members. And Mr. Robertson, it's good to see you. It's been a long time since I've seen you. Yes. But I can give these
if
to you.
You would hand those to Mr. Robertson. Sure, he'll take a look at them.
There's two exhibits you can give it, exhibit one and two.
Ordinarily, there's a 10-day requirement for submitting exhibits, but the commission, when they're photographs of what you could see driving up down the road, the commission's been, you know, allowing those to come in since it's sort of in the public domain anyway. So I don't have any issue.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing with the map.
So. I just want to make sure I get one copy back for the record.
I apologize that, but I did know that was happening in the past.
Yeah.
Vince, thanks. I don't think I need to provide you with my exhibit 3 and 4, which you should already have as of the conditional use. Is it necessary that I provide that to you?
If you want to be part of the record.
It's just part of the record.
Yeah,
that's all.
No, that's fine. That way it's there. Thanks.
I did bring a larger map, which is blown up over what you already have that shows that, but if you want that for the public's view to see, I would like to go ahead and display that.
You may.
Public as well as you all that where the property is located, and I'm certain that you all have seen it, probably been there, probably gone and bought some very nice antiques or some good produce. But it's
excuse me, Mr. Massey, just for a minute.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, the applicant has on display a drawing or two. They're very difficult for you to see from where you're sitting, so if you would like to get up and take a look at it, please feel free to do so. We just ask that you do it quietly because we're going to continue with our testimony. Okay, sir, go ahead.
All right. So the property in question is about a mile west of the Hopkins Dairy Farm and is situated on the south side of Route 9. Directly across the street from this property on the north side is the Moose Lodge. There is a facility called the Beeman's Old and Gnu Antiques and Building Supply Depot, which is the BSD, they call it today. Prior to that, that was shore fencing. That had been around for many years, probably 20 years in existence, more than like 25 years. And that was also more of a stationary, not as much as a retail location, because they had a staging area for their fencing products, did their contracts, and literally left from that location. Here now you've got a little bit more of a heavier increase with the BSD because it's a showroom. It does a lot more activity. And Grizzly's sitting next door to it, And then you have Millman's Appliances, which just now moved in within the last probably 8 months or so to take over that existing antique store that was sitting there before. And then you have across the street from them is Verica Homes. And now we're back to this piece of property here. Now, granted, the Moose Lodge has a lot of activity going in and out of Route 9. One of the things that I think is important for this, if you want to go ahead and show your piece of property on there, Robert, the larger copy, that would be great. The other map.
Right here. Yeah.
What, this one here.
Oh, okay.
And again, the request is not for developing of this land. It's trying to get the existing use into a zoning, proper zoning for it. The land has, right now it has this large facility for the antique store, and then it has situated behind that four residential lots of large size, and that's been part of the family's history for a long time. There's no opposition from them as well, and none that we've seen. So they're all in favor of this. So really the intent tonight is just to request this commission to make a recommendation that this property be rezoned to a commercial district.
Okay. All right, sir. We appreciate your presentation. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And are you aware that the property that's right next door to this one was recommended for denial by this very commission?
I am.
April 23rd?
I sure am.
And that the county council upheld our recommendation, and that was for a lesser rezoning, because they were requesting a rezoning from the AR1 to a B1.
That's correct.
Now you're requesting that it be rezoned to commercial, which opens up a greater world of possibilities in the future should it be sold. So why should the commission rezone this particular property as a commercial when the very next door property for lower zoning was in fact denied?
Well, my interpretation of both different zoning districts would be this. The one that was denied was a business request under the zoning, which was he has a the difference between the two is one is already, this property is already existing as a retail business where you have customers coming in and coming off the property. His intent was being more business oriented where he's providing a business more so outside of his property. So I mean, there is a difference between the two. One is already existing. The land that he's requesting to have that zoning change was actually farmland at the time. It was undeveloped. This has been traditionally, traditionally retail for over 60 years, and has been left that way. And again, I understand, and I appreciate what you're saying for the size of the district change being commercial and business. But again, it still falls back to being approved for any additional changes to this property would simply be coming back to here or getting agency approvals. So you still have the rule over the land, but what it's doing right now is bringing what is currently non-conforming, even though you have granted conditional uses, but this before conditional uses were in granted, this was retail property. It's bringing the historical value of the property and the existence of that to what is actually being used today under your current zoning requirements, under your permitted uses.
So what harm would be caused if this commission recommended for denial and the county council upheld that?
Can you repeat that again, please?
What harm would occur if your request for a change of zone was not granted?
I understand. I believe what it would do unfavorably to the owner of the property, not give them the opportunity to continue on increasing, if so desired, increasing the retail use. They have a very large building there. What is the size of that building there?
10,000 square foot.
10,000 square foot building. I mean, it would be it would be a nice opportunity to change that into possibly a couple units there. But again, that's not even being discussed here. It's still, we're dealing with the idea that it's already retail and not just a simple business practice, because it's not a business practice, it's a retail business. So there is a difference in those two.
So what I'm hearing is by the testimony tonight is that there's not any intention at this point to change up the current operations, or not any intention to add any additional services. And am I correct in that?
Absolutely. There's no intentions at this time to make any changes to what's already existing. The intent would be to get this property properly zoned for retail, but I'm not going to say without my client saying so that we would come back to the county and request something different, maybe a different type of retail use, but it would still have to fall under the scrutinized agency's approvals. I mean, that's not going to change.
Well, of course it won't change the scrutiny that agencies place on it, but what it does in fact change is what are permitted uses. And if you look at the county's ordinance in terms of the zoning ordinance, you would see that the differences of what can be provided in a B1 zone versus a commercial zone versus an AR1 zone. So
I believe between your ordinances for your permitted uses along with your table of district regulations, I think it says a lot. I mean, there's lots of requirements that have to be met to make certain changes. But you're also sitting with one. There's two uses on the property right now that are retail. One is produce and one is antiques, but they're both being retail. One with a 10,000 square foot building, and one that's a very small building, but it's what was offered at the time for the conditional uses.
Is there not also some type of barbecue operation going on as well?
That was once thought there was one there, but that has not been there any longer.
Okay. All right, well, I have no further questions at this point, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I have the same concerns as Mr. Johnson, so I'll let them rest. The private drive that comes down and then goes into a gravel driveway and then exits out to 9, tell me how that.
All right. And I'll speak for my client. The owners, Mrs. Stamper, lives in the house distance of that entrance as it's unpaved. The requirements were that the current owner of the property that sits out front there paved that area for that easement for her access to that her property as well as the rest of her family.
The gravel drive.
That gravel is actually, it just veers off the edge of this property here. But the main entrance comes in from Route 9, comes down the blacktop paved entrance, and then as it makes a swerve to the west, then it becomes the private ownership of those lots, Mrs. Stamper and family.
So they would have their access to their private residence is through this?
Guaranteed easement.
Okay. Okay, and that is 50 feet, is that, or is it looks the private?
It's 50 foot now with, I think, a 25-foot paved area, is that right? So that's meeting what your requirements are for
right.
paved areas.
Okay.
That was done a while back.
Okay, I have no further questions at this
time. All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Smith.
My questions have been answered, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Ross.
I'm just a little bit confused, and maybe Mr. Link can help clear me up. This property is under two conditional uses, or did the 2013 conditional use supersede
the expansion of
the one given in 1995? Right. So it's really
the antique store has been there for
right.
since the 90s,
and so it's under
it
one conditional
to
use.
Expand to allow for the right. produce stand in the front of the property in 13.
Right.
I apologize, Mr. Ross. I meant to say that the original conditional use was modified
right,
to allow this additional use.
In 13, gotcha.
Yes.
And then, so what's, so it's not a non-conforming use. It's conforming under a conditional use. So what's really driving the need for the C1? You're not wanting to expand. You're not wanting to change the intent of the business from what is already permitted there. You're not wanting to put in a gas station or something of that nature.
What I was trying to explain is, as of right now, on record, there's no intentions of changing that as this moment to change the zoning on that property. I'm not going to say that my client would not want to have the opportunity to change it or to modify the particular retail use that's on the land. I mean, right now there's two uses that are being occupied. Not necessarily the best profitable part of the use of the land, but it also has, if you look at what Route 9 has started to do, they've come in there and modified Route 9 to handle more traffic, dealing with their intersections, which I am totally in favor of because of the problems we've had with those two separate intersections. But I think it's also looking at, I think under the plus, they were looking at there's going to be a future development of Route 9 corridor anyhow, leaving Five Points. It was inevitable. So the retail use and the commercial use of Route 9 is on the plans to happen. I mean, it's sprawling from the center of Route 5, or I'm sorry, from Five Points, and it's going in that direction. And that's always been the case. You've seen it being developed right there at the vineyards that has grown into a larger. So it's actually going to trickle west until it's going to consume this property. I think the owner has the right to request the zoning change for whatever future potential, whether it's income or giving the opportunity for other residents and people not having to travel so far on the Route 1 to be able to get the certain commodities that they wish to have under retail. I have to be honest with you. And like I said, I'm born and raised here, Dewey Beach, Rehoboth, and Lewis. If I could stay off of Route 1, that would be my biggest wish in the world, but that's not going to happen. We still have to go Route 1 to get to where we want to get to what we want to buy or consume. I think the opportunity to change that, you've done it already with the Route 23, which is the backside of the Lowe's area, and bring it in Beaver Dam Road, and you look at the developments that's happening right behind this property and around it. I think the idea is to get people off Route 1 because DelDOT can't keep up with that massive influx of traffic. I think it's the nature of what the design is going to be in the future. I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay. I think I understand where you're coming from.
Thank you.
No further questions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions. Thank you.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Okay. Council?
Yeah, I've got to ask this just because, and Mr. Massey, I don't mean to single you out on this, but when somebody comes up and presents a case to the commission, somebody usually asks what your qualifications are. And I know you and all, but you keep saying my client. Are you an owner? Are you a realtor?
Okay.
Or engineer?
I guess I should change my comment on that.
Yeah.
He's not only a friend of mine, but as you know, my past experiences, I still do consulting work to this day for property owners, whether it be commercial or residential, to try to weave them through some of the difficulties when it comes to challenges of zoning or through different government agencies. So all I do is I come here and try to present something without having the lawyer's degree that would sometimes change the way some opinions can be thought of by this members of commissioners or any others at that fact. I've worked very hard and well with folks with the University of Delaware under land use planning and been a part of that through ad hoc committees. So I'm very sensitive to it, but I'm also fair about it. I feel as though if I can't come here and represent somebody I know well, as I would do for anybody else, then it would not give me the opportunity to let this commission here understand somebody who is sensitive to the area to give them that intent. Now, is there any other issues with that being possible?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm not sure that it's appropriate because you're not an engineer, so you're not, or a surveyor, or somebody that appears before us with the qualifications to present it, and you're not an attorney to present a case to the commission.
I guess I came here really, Vincent, to be a representative. I wasn't certain that there were certain qualifications under a representative.
Well, yeah, I'm going to caution, and you have to be careful about whether you're kind of crossing the line into practicing law and
representing it.
Or making statements that are engineering related, you know, just, and you may have,
what
I have some questions about it. I'll leave it at that. We can talk offline about it.
We can. Yeah. What I was trying to simply do is knowing the interpretation of code and zoning and ordinance, I was just stating facts that you already have already settled.
You're kind of doing it in a representative capacity that I'm not sure that you're qualified to.
I understand that by license and so forth.
Yeah. That's all I have.
Okay. All right, then. We thank you, gentlemen. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. So anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1782, Robert Altalian? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1782? Anyone on the commission have any questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or even wish to vote.
Anyone might have a question for me, possibly? Or?
Apparently not.
No.
Yep.
Could I make a statement?
Well, you kind of had the opportunity.
At this point, the records.
To do that. The record pretty much just got closed. I'm sorry about that. But you will have another opportunity in front of County Council when you have your hearing in front of them. But you are welcome to remain for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been sitting for about 2 hours and 20 minutes. So we're going to take a five-minute recess before we begin our other business.
Call the meeting to order.